Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
High speeds, merging traffic and long, uninterrupted stretches without exits. It's all part of the motorway driving experience, and many of us don't give it a second thought in our day-to-day commutes. But for others, the experience of driving on a motorway can be a really overwhelmingly frightening experience, so much so that they avoid it completely. Well, Mary McCarthy is a columnist with the Irish Independent who's been writing about this recently. Hello, Mary.
Morning, Claire.
You have this fear, and it relates to driving on motorways, essentially.
Absolutely, I do. Even talking about it, I feel my heart rate going
really?
Up. I do, yeah. I feel a bit foolish, Claire, but I have this panic. So even if I'm on the A1, the N11, let's say I'm driving from Monkstown back to Dundrum or something, and I see a sign for the M50, like, my stomach will drop. I'll have my heart rate will go up, and I'll actually start to kind of tremble until I get past the sign. So my, you mentioned there is people can avoid them, and that is my modus operandi. I completely avoid them. And I've managed to set up my life like totally doing that. So I have various like strategies. I cage lifts. I sometimes get my dad, who's 80, to drive me places. And my husband will do all the driving for the matches, all that kind of thing, for away matches and things like that. And I'll get my friends to come meet me. And like, it kind of, I've been able to manage that not going on motorways. Like, people say to me, how do you get around? But actually you can. You can manage to totally avoid them. But it does come at a price. And I recently moved to Brussels last year, and now I realise that I really should overcome it, because it is my network is, I've less of a network here, and the kids' school, like, the three of my youngest kids, they live, their school is 13 kilometres away, so therefore a lot of their friends are out there, and it's becoming more of an issue, because I mean, I can get public transport a lot of the time, but there are times, you know, it's lashing rain, it's snowing, there's a football match 2 hours away on the tram, and we're running late, but I'm still avoiding the motorways because I'm too scared. So,
Mary, can I ask you, has this always been the case from when you started to drive?
Yeah, so I never was a good driver, Claire. I got my first lessons when I was like early 20s, and then I immediately stopped them because I didn't even want to do them. So, and then when I was 30, I had to move to South Africa. So I got this lovely driving instructor. He's very sympathetic. And he said, after the first lesson, he said, look, go automatic, forget about the stick shift. Like, you're never going to learn to drive if you do that. So because I had to drive, I learned, and I drove on a learner's permit in South Africa, but I actually had an experience earlier on there when I drove the wrong way down the dual carriageway with my brother-in-law was in the car. Like, he still won't get in the car with me. And that kind of made me nervous. And then later on, I was living in Greece and I was in a crash there, and it wasn't my fault, but the car was written off, and that just made me extra nervous. But even still, I was always nervous. I never drove on the motorways. Like, I did in Greece, but only because I learned to drive to the airport and I went as a passenger so many times. And it was actually quite a straightforward one. Mm-hmm. Whereas driving to the airport in Brussels is really scrappy. Well, so I'd never be able to do that.
You know, you're not alone. People are getting in touch on 51551. Anne is in Dublin, originally from Cavan, scared and terrified to travel on the M3 to Cavan. I have to drive on the hard shoulder, she says, at times. I've been driving safely for a long time, but she finds the speed horrific, drivers merging from the side roads not indicating. It's just too difficult and too stressful. And George says he has a fear when he's on the M7 about deer on the road and on the side of the road. Not as bad during the day, but it's lethal at night, and it's a major catastrophe waiting to happen. I want to bring in Jimmy Cleary. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, Kel.
So you're tasked now with helping Mary with this, because your driving instructor in your school is called Success For You Driving School. So what do you think you can do to help Mary?
Well, you see, the first thing I heard Mary say there was she was never a good driver. That's the first, like, that's one of the things that I hear from people. There's no such thing as a good driver, there's no such thing as a bad driver. There are experienced drivers and there are inexperienced drivers. And the car crash that Mary was involved in, that might have an awful lot got to do with the fear as well. Because, like, I'm no psychologist, but what I do know is that we store a lot of trauma in our bodies as well. And the fear of motorway driving and dual carriageway driving, the fear of driving in general is normal to us human beings. But what we tend to do, we tell ourselves, I shouldn't be feeling this way. Anybody who's ever sat into my car for their very, very first driving session, they're all terrified. Every single one of them. And when I say to them, look, it's okay to feel that way. You're supposed to feel that way. Mm-hmm. What you're about to do is dangerous. And your body is informing you of that. That's why your leg is shaking. That's why you're trembling. You're supposed to feel that way. And it's like as if somebody's waved a magic wand, because I've never heard that before. Nobody's ever said to them, it's normal.
I think, Mary, at the beginning there, you said, I feel silly or I feel embarrassed. And I, the minute you said it, I thought, I bet there are so many people listening to this who have the same fear. And the messages are flying in now from people who are terrified of motorway driving. And Jimmy, I'm sure you come across it a lot, do you?
I do, yeah. I do. And it's the speed. And it's also, we human beings, we are creatures of habit. We love to be in control. And it's that feeling of being out of control as well. Mm-hmm. Whereas the person that's sitting behind the car, like I'll give you an illustration. Anytime I'm on the motorway, I see the foot on the brakes. People are braking. And they're braking on a motorway. You only put the foot on the brake if there's an emergency. You just take your foot off the accelerator and you slow, and your car is going to slow down automatically. So you're constantly thinking ahead and planning ahead. What can happen here? And the Road Safety Authority have a brilliant mantra. Always expect the unexpected.
Yeah, well, that's true. We should have that mantra in our heads all the time on the road. Dr. Anne Kyo is with us, clinical psychologist. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Claire.
Lovely to have you with us. Now, there's a name for this, amaxophobia. Well, that's the general fear of driving. Is that something that you see frequently in practice?
Well, to be honest with you, it's great to listen to these speakers, Mary and Jimmy and yourself. Also, I think most people know somebody who has some symptoms of this or some experience of they'll only go a certain way to get to certain places or won't drive on motorways, as Mary described. It's common enough. Really what we're looking at is some people will tell you and some people will hide it. So they'll be, you know, letting on their grand, or otherwise somebody will really change their life and literally avoid things just because of it. And we see it more in women. Women are more likely to report it. About 15% of women will say they have a fear of driving, maybe on bigger roads. About 7% of men, mm-hmm. research would say. And in truth, when you hear all your speakers today, it's not about driving ability. Mary can clearly drive where she needs to go. It's more about her brain linking the situation or the type of road, a bigger, busier road, heavier traffic, large vehicles, with danger and a fear of loss of control. So when you're on the motorway, it's harder to get off. You're sort of locked in. More intimidating. So what happens then, as Jimmy says, is it all gets associated with, I can't do this, hence more panic. Hence, that's going to affect your driving. If you're panicked, you're not going to maybe be as aware of the car because your heart is racing, your palms are sweating. And then you have the ultimate fear, I could cause an accident or hurt myself or somebody else. And what we see are people, if they miss a turn, as the roads are bigger, you could have a six-lane thing with a big roundabout in the middle. They miss a turn and they panic and they behave unusually on the road because they're not sure where they'll end up or they might get sucked off somewhere else. And actually what we need to do is what Jimmy's doing, talk to drivers about the reality of it and build up their confidence bit by bit so that when they're in that position again, they can handle it.
So what Mary is doing now in seeking help from Jimmy, is that the right thing to try and address this?
Absolutely. And I'm so glad she's talking about it. I know your listeners are too, who share the same problem. You have people who can drive in the country, but not in the city. So it's the same thing. It's a bigger, busier road. And talking about it, making it okay, getting some help and doing something about it means it won't stay the same. The likes of Jimmy can coach people through this behaviourally, because you can talk about it so the cows come home, but you need to do something about that. Mm-hmm. It's similar for people who park, they only park at the back of the car park because they're afraid of hitting another car in a more densely filled car park.
Yes.
You know, like everyone could do with a bit of help, I'd say, on some of that stuff.
Okay, so that's the way to do it. And the people who are texting in could be driving for 10, 20, 30 years, but the solution for this could lie in going back to a driving instructor, Mary, as you are doing, back to basics to try and tackle this at source, I suppose.
That's it. And Anne, like, just listening to her there, she describes it perfectly. Like, I feel trapped when I'm on. I've only driven on motorways. Literally, I can count on my hand. I've been driving for 20 years and I feel trapped. And I also feel my panic. I could cause an accident because I don't indicate or I do something stupid. And I clearly can drive. Like, I can drive to known places. I can't go somewhere new. Like, if the kids are invited to a birthday party and it's at some random trampoline park, like, I won't be able to do that. But I do feel kind of optimistic after talking to Jimmy. I talked to him a lot. I was writing an article about this recently. I talked to him a lot. So I'm going to take lessons with him in Limerick when I can. And I'm going to be 50 next year, Claire. And I just, it's kind of one of my life goals that I'll be able to drive somewhere new without feeling like panicked.
Well, you know what? You should know at the end of this conversation that we can't keep up with the messages that are coming in from people who have exactly the same fear as you have around motorways. So please don't say you feel silly or you're embarrassed by it, because it's really common. From what we're getting in here anyway, Mary, you know, it's there's a lot of people with the same fear.
Do you know, I feel quite reassured because I am quite open about it, only because I don't want people to think I'm a total chancer trying to cage lifts, you know. But at the same time, I do feel like people were reluctant, and some people do admit to me back. And I'm quite surprised, actually, sometimes when they say, oh, I'm actually nervous about driving as well. Mm-hmm. And I am surprised.
Well, Mary, we're going to catch up with you again to see how this goes now. Mary McCarthy and Jimmy Cleary, who's tasked with helping, and Dr. Anne Kyo, who we heard from as well. And we'll come back to some of those texts a little bit later on. Let's take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.